The way we use it in North America is to prove what the best genetic stock we have. So we identify the best animals that we want to breed going forward because they're the best producers of either meat or milk. So that's why we hold the shows, is to compare animals one to the other and keep the best ones for breeding.
As we talk about the agricultural show, can you just paint a picture for us? How does it look like?
Well, in the United States, what it looks like, it's based on a county fair system. So within each state, it's divided into counties. And each county will have a public fair each year where all the animals in the county who want to be shown can come and register their animals for the show, and they can compete against all the other animals in the county through a system we call 4-H. And it's mostly children who are doing this, or young adults who are doing this, and it gets them a start in livestock production and gets them the education and background they need to be future producers. So the livestock come into a show ring and they're judged by one judge, sometimes a panel of judges, but usually it's just one judge. And the judge looks at every individual animal and then rates the animal into categories, with the best animals, of course, at the top. And at the end of the day, we'll crown what's called a grand champion and a reserve grand champion. So we will declare at the end of the day the best animal in that show that day for that county. Then we move on to the state level, so the county champions can register to go and compete at the state level. Then at the state level, the same categorization happens. We categorize the animals by, you know, how good they are, and then we'll crown champions and reserve grand champions.
And what criteria do you use here to identify which one are the best animals and which ones are not?
Well, here it's a little bit different, because there's a social criteria in addition to the production criteria that we have to take into account for. So we look for the best dual producing animals, meaning they produce the best meat and milk, not just one or the other. And in addition to that, they need to be aesthetically pleasing, meaning that they're a beautiful animal. So we take into account the cultural factors and the social factors that people here value in their animals when we're judging them.
Yes. Dr. Nimaya, what is the point of having an agricultural show here in South Sudan? What benefits can this activity bring to the community?
As you know, we have the issues of the cultural or the traditional issues of keeping livestock. So by having this show, we need to a little bit change the minds of the livestock keepers, so that animals are not only for social issues, but also the economical viability. So we need to introduce these modern scientific ways of doing these shows, so that people are introduced to production issues in livestock.
And why is the U.S. Veterinary Corps, with funding from USAID, interested in bringing this concept to South Sudan?
It's part of our mission here. We're building partnerships throughout the area where we operate. And the more we can build the capacity of the countries that we work with, the more it increases peace and security in those countries.
Yes, and I asked you earlier about the criteria, but what are the categories of animals? What animals exactly will be judged in this particular show, and what will be used for choosing the winner?
Yes, the animals that we'll be looking at is young cows, that's heifers under 1 year old, and then mature cows, cows over a full year of age. We'll also be looking at bulls under 1 year of age, and mature bulls as well. If we have time, we're also going to do categories for goats, where we have young goats, does under 1 year, mature does, bucks under 1 year, and mature bucks.
Dr. Nimaya, most people know of Food and Agriculture Organization as an organization that distributes seeds and does animal vaccinations. But the overall goal of this organization is to reduce hunger. How do you hope this event will contribute to encouraging better agricultural practices in South Sudan, and in turn lead to more access to food for South Sudanese people?
Yeah, if we now have If we make our livestock keepers produce more, then the food insecurity will be gone. You know, South Sudan has a very large high population of livestock, but the production is very low. And when you look at the categorization of South Sudan according to this food insecurity, you find that those areas where there is high livestock are areas with food insecurity. So we want to make the livestock keepers understand ways of, you know, having the animals produce more, so that we really fight hunger as the goal of FAO says.
Dr. Leah, you have been visiting cattle camps. What have you found the most interesting about the way livestock is kept here?
I have to say I'm very impressed with the way the cattle camps are run, how well organized they are, and how clean they are. They keep the manure away from the livestock. We did a parasitology study and were actually pleasantly surprised to find that there were not a lot of parasites in these animals. We think that's due to two factors: how they manage the environment and the genetics of these animals. Because they move them around on pasture, they're not contaminating all the pastures with their own feces. They're constantly moving to new pastures. And then their own environment, they're cleaning up the animal waste immediately, so the animals are never sitting in their own waste. Mm-hmm. So they do a very good job of managing their livestock. And that was the biggest, most pleasant surprise, is how clean things are.
Yes, and Dr. Nehemiah earlier said something about when you visit some of these areas that keeps a lot of cattle, you find that actually they are more food insecure in other parts of the country. Is this something you understand? I mean, somebody has a lot of cattle but is still hungry?
Yeah, it is because of the cultural ties that people attribute to the animals. You find somebody keeps a big number of animals, and it doesn't sell some of these animals to buy foods or other needs in life. And also, as I said, the production level is very, very low. We have, the population is high, but the production level is low. For example, a cow, somebody may be keeping 5 to 10 cows, milking cows, but each cow gives one liter of milk. Mm-hmm. which may not be enough to feed the whole family. So the idea is to introduce, like if you keep one animal which can produce 30 liters of milk, then this will really solve many problems.
All right. Dr. Leah, you like to add something on that, on how actually these cattle keepers can, you know, get more from the cattle they keep?
Sure. I like to use the analogy of you can't eat your Ferrari. So if the cattle are only of social value, they can actually serve as a detriment to the people who are keeping them, because they're working really hard to maintain something that they honestly cannot afford because they can't feed themselves. So it's actually a drain on their resources. But what Dr. Nehemiah said is exactly right. If we can get them to value production in addition to the social value of their animals, and when they start valuing the production as well, it makes the animals more valuable in more than one way.
Great. Nehemiah, if people in the Rumbek areas are listening and they would like to be involved in this event by displaying their agricultural products, what should they do?
We want them to participate in this event and to closely follow what advices will be on, and experiences also they will see from other of the cattle keepers in the show. And moving forward, we will do more on these production issues. And actually, in the recent past, because of emergencies, FAO has been doing more on animal health, but we have not been addressing production issues. So this is an opportunity for livestock keepers to really take it, and we want them to come in good numbers. And
yes, this will be the first ever show of its kind. What do you hope for the future of agricultural exhibition here in South Sudan?
Yeah, I hope it helps us refine what we're doing so we can improve every time that we have a show and gain greater participation and buy-in from the livestock owners. This is about them. It's not about us. It's about improving their livelihoods and the health of their herds, and also introducing the idea of production value.
Okay, just before we end the interview, Nimaya, what will be your final remarks?
Yeah, my final remarks are that this show, as it is the first of its kind, people should come in and register. The show is going to take place on the 10th and the 11th, and they should come to register in FAO office, and the animals, the show will be done in the Freedom Square in Rumbek.